So good morning from Antwerp, Belgium. I am here on the 16th of November 2009 at the DevOps conference, and it is looking really spectacular. And I found a quiet place where I can give a short audio boo. First up, a bit of news. I have a presentation, a quickie presentation here in DevOps on Wednesday, the 18th of November. And it will be about the Xenon Data Grid open source JavaFX table component, which is part of the Nelson FX component on Project Kenai. So I'll be talking about the milestone for release of the Xenon Data Grid. I'll talk about a couple of new strategies, such as the keyboard navigation strategy, the painter strategy. There's lots of improvements, including using the keyboard navigation, scroll wheel, and dynamic types now, so that you have the grid now supports demonstrated code that will support decimal types like number and float and double, as well as integer types, and there's different editors for those types, as well as renderers. It's also a scene graph lifecycle manager, which is specifically for the Xenon Data Grid, which maintains the illusion of that we have thousands of these renderable nodes, when in fact we don't. So it's all happening now at the on the Xenon Data Grid milestone 4. I must warn you that the code I'll be releasing will be as is, so it will be with a lot of verbose. But what I will do is, after DevOps, I start to clean that verboseness up. So in the state that it is, when it will be released either tomorrow or just before my talk, the Nelson framework will be in. I would take that as and not quite a beta release, but rather an alpha release or a late alpha. And it's the ideas are sound, and it's looking really good. And what else do I have to say before I head off? Is that yes, the Java Web User Group is having a pro professional code jam tomorrow night, at Wednesday, at the 17th of November in London at Skills Matter. My intention as the JUG leader, although I cannot be there in London and in Antwerp in the same time, I do intend to link up with the Java Web User Group in London, and there's an hour difference in that. I will be probably getting in touch with you at 6:30 London time, whereas in reality for me it would be 7:30, so that would be after the last university talk of the day. I've been talking to Stefan, who runs the DevOps conference, and he's informed me that there's a 20 MB really fast down and upload link. And I am still not sure how this is going to work. So it'll probably be Skype or one of these new tools like Ugoo. So I'm going to touch base with Richard and get that all sorted out. It will have to be today on Monday, of course. So this is my DevOps update, my first of many, and I'll try and definitely get some interviews lined up and just grab people here and there at the conference. That's all from me, Peter Pilgrim from DevOps, the first morning. Bye for now.